Hello, 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 everyone. Yay! Welcome to the 5 Secrets to Stay Sane, Healthy, and Happy During the Holidays and into 2016. So, as you probably know, I'm Tanya Penny, your Abundance Catalyst and Freedom Coach. And I want to thank you for joining me for the 5 Secrets to Stay Sane, Healthy, and Happy During the Holidays class. So I'm super excited, really, from the bottom of my heart I am saying this, to support you to stay healthy, happy, and sane this holiday season. And the truth is, everything I'm going to share with you tonight applies to everything you need to stay sane, happy, and healthy, actually, all year long, right? So this is my gift to you this holiday season, because I understand what it feels like to suffer from holiday stress, overwhelm, exhaustion, plus the dreaded holiday hangover come January. You probably know what I'm talking about. Feeling depressed, feeling fat, feeling not good enough, thinking, oh my God, I've got to do everything now to, like, you know, get myself back in quote unquote shape mentally, physically, emotionally, and where the hell do I get started, right? I've got so much to work on. So I really want to help you to prevent that as much as possible this holiday season. And the reason I'm here speaking on it is because I do believe I'm somewhat of an expert on it. I have successfully navigated through the holidays now for more than 8 years. I am 40 years old. 8 years, which is why I'm here sharing my secrets with you. Now, as I like to say, take what you like and leave the rest. Some things I say tonight, you may be like, this woman's crazy, I can't do this. Some of you may be like, oh my God, absolutely, I'm doing this, like, all of it ASAP. So it doesn't matter even if you take one thing away from this class tonight and put it into use for you during the holidays and beyond, right? I always want you to take in the information that I teach you, and I want you to measure it against your truth. Right? Not everything I say is going to be true for you, or maybe not true for you right now. Like, maybe it's something you're like, oh God, yeah, I know I need to do this, and I just, right now, it's not going to happen. And that's okay, right? Progress, not perfection. I know that many of you have heard me say that before. I see many of you on the phone line who are my clients currently, or were in the past. And there's lots of you on the webcast as well, and I don't get to see who's on the webcast. So if you wouldn't mind, those of you on the webcast, there are about 54, keep going back and forth, of you right now. If you could put your sweet little name into the box to the left. First name is fine, and just say, hey, it's so-and-so, I'm here, yay. And if you want to put where you're from, that's awesome too. Please, please, please. For the next 60 minutes, have complete compassion and acceptance for yourself, meaning any emotions that come up while I'm talking, any thoughts that might even be quote-unquote negative that come up towards other people, especially. Just really have acceptance and compassion for yourself. If any past memories come up, right, that are not pretty. A lot of my clients struggle, they're coming to me because they have past trauma and abuse. So sometimes the things I say just like anything in your life, will trigger past memories that are not, you know, pleasant. Especially when talking about the holidays, my God. So be really gentle and compassionate with yourself. Accept whatever comes up. They are, you know, it's all a part of you, and it's completely A-okay. Cool. All right. Mary Ann from Canada. Hi, Mary Ann. I'm so glad you're here. Yay. And I know there's, my God, a bunch more of you on the webcast. So don't be shy. Just give me your first name, where you're from, perhaps. And I would just love to connect with you in that way and know that you're here. All right. So I want to start out, before I dive into the five secrets, you guys, I really want to start out by talking about this time of year. You know, in the past, I've done a holiday gift in December, but this year, I was really feeling called to not only do the Stop Stuffing workshop, which many of you joined me for last month, and last week was the live call, right? And that was releasing emotional eating, drinking, and doing. But the reason it's so important to have this class before the holidays begin is because I really want you to have the tools to help you to not just survive the holidays, but actually thrive. Even maybe, if not maintained, come out better than you did before because of what I'm going to share with you tonight. So I want to start with something that a lot of us are experiencing right now, and that is during this time of year, a lot of us get cold and other quote-unquote, you know, sickness or illness. But colds are pretty common this time of year. And I just want to shine the light a little bit on why that is. And, you know, as always, I love and teach mind-body healing philosophy. And so I kind of want to give you some insight behind. So number one, this time of year, fall. If you think about fall, now where you live, it's going to depend on where you live, but where you live, like I'm in Boise, Idaho right now, the leaves are starting to fall off the tree. Now, of course, if you live in Arizona, yes, there might be some leaves falling off. If you're in Mexico, I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's going to be seasonal things that happen no matter where you are. But it's really a time, like the leaves, of letting go. Right? So fall is a time of releasing and letting go. Specifically of what's no longer working for you, right? So oftentimes we get sick because it's a way of our body to release old thoughts and beliefs, because of the thoughts and beliefs that need to be released and change, action, we purge, we cleanse. So it's really a time of letting go. So that's oftentimes illness can just be your body, mind, spirit letting go of the old. You may also notice, on a side note, a lot of death this time of year. And it starts in September usually and goes through January or February, like that fall, winter. More increase in deaths, I think research actually shows more deaths this time of year. So releasing and letting go. So the other message of an illness or a cold might be that there is too much going on. So illnesses, colds in general are about too much going on in mind-body healing philosophy. Illness, of course, we know happens if we are stressed, overworked, mentally, physically, emotionally, we burn out, we get sick, right? And I know that all too well. Some of you may know that I had a diagnosis and for many years suffered from multiple sclerosis, an autoimmune disorder. Knock on wood, thank goodness, I no longer experience that. I've healed that. I help others to do that. I help others to heal illnesses, right? Mind-body healing philosophy alternatively. But so an illness will show up, and oftentimes this time of year it shows up because guess what's happened? A lot of you slowed down in the summer because it was summer, time to party, have fun, relax, for a lot of us. And then all of a sudden the kids go back to school, fall hits, and it's like boom. Now we got to make up for all the relaxing we did, all the fun and the play we had, and we get too busy, we have too much going on, we try to make up, Your kids go back to school, you know, you got all their sports and blah, 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 right? And so you get sick because you're overdoing it and your body is letting you know, dude, slow down. Take care of yourself. Nurture yourself, will you? And the only thing that really gets our attention, right, is when the body turns it up and makes us sick, forces us to slow down. And unfortunately, sometimes it's not just a cold. Sometimes it's a big illness, you know. And I do not wish that for you. I work with a lot of people on prevention that are starting there and also, you know, that are in full-blown illness like I was. So just putting that out there. I always like to share insight I have on illness, cold, and mind-body healing philosophy, especially this time of year. So just take note of that, okay? Can be because your body's releasing, letting go, can be because it's a sign or a message to you to slow down, do less, take care of yourself. All right. So I'm just going to see if there were any more brave people who said hello on the webcast. Nope, still no more brave people letting me know who's here. Plenty of you on the phone. I see somebody from Oregon, somebody from California. We've got Ottawa, Eugene, Oregon, and Salt Lake City. And let's see what else. Florida. Anyways, got people from all over. Awesome. So let's dive into the five secrets. So secret number one, I believe, is the number one cause of not just holiday stress, but stress in general. And we know that stress, you guys, is actually the number one cause of disease and illness, right? Stress is the number one cause of disease and illness. We know stress comes from a lot of things, right? So I believe one of the number one stresses, which is my number one secret to share with you, is be aware of shoulds, have tos, supposed tos that you have not only around the holidays but around your day-to-day activities. So be aware of shoulds, have tos, and supposed tos that you are telling yourself. And we are going to work on releasing as many as possible. So when we should on ourselves, now that sounds like shit, doesn't it? When we should on ourselves, that's what we're doing. And it's bad enough that other people do that, but you do it to yourself all the time. You tell yourself, I should do this, I have to do this, or I'm supposed to do this. And the truth is, it's usually not true. We all have choice. We don't have to do anything. Should is just an ego, perfectionist, people-pleasing bullshit, and so are supposed to, right? So what I'm going to recommend you do, and these all cause a lot of stress, don't they? When we live our lives from a place of should, have to, and supposed to every day, and this blows up during the holidays when we're trying to, you know, throw the perfect party, go to everything, make family happy. You know, I should make family happy. I have to go to this thing because, you know, they're my friend. Or I'm supposed to buy a gift for these, you know, these people because they buy one for me. And that's what I'm talking about, right? So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to actually, if you have a piece of paper, a notebook, or a document, I'd like you to write down holiday shoulds. Holiday should, have to, supposed to. So we can't shift these if we're not aware of them, right? So write them down, and then I want you to create another list that says daily, weekly, monthly, should, have to, supposed to, even yearly, you guys, right? Like every year, I should go visit my family. I'm here to tell you that I blew that one out of the water. It took me 5 years. I'm sorry, 3 years. Wow, I just said five. I don't know why. 3 years to go back to Wisconsin to visit my family. right, when I had been doing it once a year. Just saying. Okay? I'm not telling you not to do that. I'm just saying that was one of mine, right? So I want you to write down, what are your holiday should, have to, supposed to? What are your daily, weekly, monthly, yearly? So I know that you're not going to get these all written down tonight, but I'd like you to at least start your list while I'm talking. So I already gave you a few examples, right? I should go see my family during the holidays. I should throw a party because I do every year. I'm supposed to buy gifts for, you know, I have to buy gifts for all of my grandchildren or, you know, all of my sisters, my siblings' kids, or for all of my friends. I have to spend a certain amount of money, right? So I'm just giving you a few examples. And then, of course, there's going to be many, many more for all year long. But it's important to write them down. And wait, after you write them down, I want you to go through each one. And I want you to ask the question, do I really have to? Am I really supposed to? Should I really have to do this? And if you get a yes, ask yourself why. So this is some deep work here for some of us, right? Because some of you have been working with me before. You're like, oh, yeah, yep, this sounds familiar. Some of you are like, oh, my God, I don't want to do this. This is scary. So I get it. And please have the courage to stay with me and do try some of this, you know, some of this tonight and see how it helps you to shift it. So why is a great question. So do I really have to, supposed to, should, why, if I get a yes? Well, a lot of us, it's fear, right? Fear is the number one cause behind shoulds, have tos, and supposed tos. But more specifically, it's fear of being criticized if we don't, fear of being rejected, fear of losing or not getting love or approval, kind of that rejection piece, right? So all of this falls under an umbrella that I call people-pleasing. Some of you may have heard me talk about this before, right? So we tend to want to do what pleases others because we are afraid that we are going to either lose love or approval or not get it in the first place and be rejected or criticized, right? And that keeps us doing things that we really don't want to do, really, that don't feel good to us. We know, like, it doesn't make us happy. So I'm asking you to take a look at that, to take a look at all of these and ask yourself, which one of these are you ready to release this holiday season and into next year? Okay? So I also want to give you some permissions here. Okay? It's okay to say no. So when someone asks you to do something and you say, well, gosh, you know, I really should do this because it's my friend or my mother or my sister, like, oh, I got a good one. I had a client recently who said, you know, my sister, I don't have kids, and I, you know, chose not to have kids because I don't want them. But every year I get roped into going to my sister's kids' holiday concert, and I really don't want to go. But I feel like I should or I have to because it's my sister. And they're going to think I don't love them if I don't go or that I don't care about them. Guess what? That doesn't mean you don't love them if you don't go. And you can even tell them that, right? You can say, you know what? I really don't have the time in my schedule to do this. It has nothing to do with how important you are to me. I love you. And I'm really trying to create more, you know, self-love and time for myself. And depending on how old they are, they might get it. And even if they don't, your sister's going to get it or whoever it is, right, as an example. So it's okay to say no. And it's okay to let go of perfection, right? A lot of this stuff is driven by not only people-pleasing, but perfection. You don't have to have the perfect gift, the perfect party, right? so many of us stress ourselves out, right? I have to have the perfect party. I've got to buy, I'm supposed to or should buy the perfect gift. And it's like, no. And the perfectionist also likes to compare, right? Because you already have this little void in you that says, I'm not good enough. So then it's like, oh, my God, this time of year, I better throw the perfect party. Or I better, you know, buy the perfect gift so I look good. So I look good enough. I am good enough. So really, this is helping you work on letting go of perfection and people-pleasing, right? And this is not easy stuff. I mean, I created a whole program based on this, right? So some of you may have been in it. Now, we actually just got done with it last week, Embrace Your Imperfection. So what I recommend you do after you've done, you know, you wrote these things down, you've asked why, of course, I have what's called guided TMT practices. They help you to reprogram the thoughts and beliefs, right, around these. So those of you who are live on the call tonight and stay through till the end, I'm going to be gifting you one specifically for releasing these, right, releasing the shoulds, have tos, and supposed tos. So the other thing I'm going to ask you to do is only do what feels good and light. So when the shoulds, the have tos, and supposed tos come up, and I, you know, you write them down and you go through the list, I want you to think about yourself doing that thing. And if it doesn't feel good and light, that is your body letting you know, probably not honoring you to do that. And we always want to do what honors us. We're going to come to that a little bit later. But we always want to do what honors us, what feels good and light to us. And the body never lies. And I was just talking to a group that had been in my Sedona retreat before this call. And we talked about the 80-20 rule. You want to do 80%. Every day you want to think about doing 80% of the action that feel good and light, that are in honor of nurturing you, your passions, your purpose, your happiness. So 80-20 rule, whether it comes to food, eating 80% of what's really, quote-unquote, healthy for you, or 80% of what feels good and light for you, and your body never lies, you guys. Right? So I give, in my Abundant Life, Fiber Body Abundant Life Mastery Program, I give tons more tools and ways to work with this. But for tonight, that's what I'm going to say. Do what feels, picture yourself doing this, whatever the thing is that you think you should do. And if your body doesn't feel good and light, when I say good, like a good feeling, right? If it feels heavy and constricted, that means no, don't do it, right? 80-20 rule, 80-20 rule. And I just want to throw in there that there's no need to defend yourself or your choices. If you decide you're not going to do something or you say no to somebody, you don't have to explain yourself. And please don't say you're sorry unless you truly harm somebody by not doing something. And I don't mean hurting someone's feelings. That does not count. Unless, of course, you called them a nasty name or said something mean to them. But telling somebody that you're not going to do something, there's no need to defend yourself or say you're sorry if you're doing it in order to honor yourself. And if it feels good to you, their feelings and emotions are theirs, okay? So that is secret number one. Be aware of shoulds, have tos, and supposed tos, and begin to release as many as possible during the holidays and in your daily life beyond the holidays.